It is the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner, back at a place to be. Glad to have you as we proceed to give you the season preview edition of the program here on Sunday 99.7, yourfortdodge.com. Talking football season, other fall sports as well, as everything will get kicked off with high school football coming up on Friday the 27th, and we're absolutely jacked up. We're excited to have our next guest. You heard him throughout last season on a regular basis. He's the head coach of the Southeast Valley Jag football program. Coach Mike Sweeter back on the show. Coach, it seems like it's been a month of Sundays, as they would say where I come from, since we talked, but it's great to have you back on.
Hey, thanks for having us. It's hard to believe it's that time again, but it's go time.
It really is go time, and I know you're excited. To kind of recap what you guys did last year for those folks that maybe don't remember, Southeast Valley last year, you guys were undefeated during the regular season, 9-1 overall, won a district title, made the state quarterfinals before falling in a rematch to South Central Calhoun. Your best season on record since 2010, Coach. So a lot of momentum that you guys were able to beat last season, and I know you're looking to carry that over into this year.
Yeah, we really are. Yeah, as an overall program, what's really kind of neat is last year the 7th grade was undefeated, the 8th grade was undefeated, JVR team was undefeated, JV team was undefeated, and the varsity went 9-0 before, you know, losing to the state in the state quarterfinals. So, you know, we got the juices flowing here, and you know, we want to build on that at all levels, you know, because then you're working on your future. So we're ready to roll. I mean, there's exciting things ahead of us.
Yeah, definitely high expectations for your program. You bring back a ton of talent, and then you bring up some of that talent from the undefeated sub-varsity levels, as you mentioned. I mean, when you look at your program, you know, names that we've all come to know and talk about, Aaron Graves obviously is back, a high school All-American committed to Iowa. You've got Colson Cruz back at quarterback. Laith Munch is back. Caleb Scott, Trey Fisher, Carl Berglund. You've got a ton of guys back who are playmakers, and this year I feel like you're trying to maybe looking for a step forward out of those guys as well as to incorporate some of this new talent.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing any coach that you ever talk to is you can't replace experience, and that's what we're bringing back, and that's huge. We got a lot of kids that have played 2 to 3 years. I guess we'll be their third year, but anytime you return kids that have been on the varsity field, you know, in those types of big games and quarterfinals, you know, a district championship that came down to the last couple minutes, you know, being able to beat a ranked number 2 team last year, you know, when you bring that back, you know, you're already, you know, have a nice head start to the season. So, you know, we're just like any team right now. We still had kids that didn't go out. We still got some injuries that we'll be dealing with. You know, you just still got to put it together with, you know, who's the next man in. So, you know, you lose a nice group of seniors. Like I said, lose some kids. You know, doesn't matter. You could win the state championship. You still got some kids that take a different route that next year. And so we're dealing with some of that. But, I mean, we're excited. We're ready to go. Definitely took a step up. We went from 1A to 2A, and that's going to be a lot more difficult. And, you know, for the first time in my coaching career, we didn't have one school – period in the state of Iowa contact to play us non-district. You know, when you do return a lot of talent, that's a good thing. But, you know, so we did it. We got a tough schedule. They gave me a very tough non-district schedule. I think we played 4 teams that were district champions last year, but we won also. So, you know, there's 5 district champs that, you know, we're playing 4 of them. Someone's not going to be again in our district, and, you know, so.
Yeah, you've got your work cut out for you with a challenging schedule for sure. Coach Mike Sweeter is my guest here on the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner. Let's talk about that schedule a little bit. You'll open up Friday night hosting I-35. Coach, I haven't been around here that long, but I don't remember them ever being on your schedule in the time I've been here.
Yeah, I about fell over when I seen we had with no one agreeing to play us non-district. We knew the state was going to give us some, and they did the same with them and Emmitsburg. You know, I think there's a lot of teams, you know, when you were good, Interstate 35, I believe, won district championship down there, and Emmitsburg tied for one. I think, you know, the state just kind of puts those teams together. And I'll tell you what, our kids know they're going to be a very tough opponent. They returned 2,451 yards of rushing, return a Division I tailback, and he's a very good corner. I think they only lose about three kids that really played on the team last year. So they got the, you know, they're sitting in the same boat as us, returning a lot of experience. And, you know, it's a big-time game right off the bat. You know, you're looking at two very successful programs going head-to-head, and one starting off with a loss, and one's going to be feeling pretty good about themselves right after week one. So a big test for us, see where we're at right away. And then, you know, you go right to Emmitsburg, and there's not a person around that knows football that every single year Emmitsburg puts a good football team on the field.
Yeah. So, I was going to mention that. You certainly do have, you know, that early season schedule very challenging with I-35 at home and then Emmitsburg on the road, which not only are they a quality opponent year in and year out, but Emmitsburg's kind of a tough place to play traditionally too.
Oh, very. Yeah.
Coach Mike Sweeter, my guest here on the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner, the head man of Southeast Valley Football. The Jags come into this season looking to build off last year's 9-1 record, district title, made the state quarterfinals last year before falling. Coach, that rematch last year where you fell to South Central Calhoun, how much or what did you and the program kind of take away from that loss as you go into this year?
I think the biggest thing is that I told them at the beginning of this season is last season, you know, we talked about it to be preseason. We talked about get it in your heads you can beat them. Get it in your heads you can beat them. Get it in your heads you can beat them. And we beat them. And the first time. Now I'm sitting there, you got to believe we can get to the state championship. You've got to believe we've got to get to that next level. We've been in the quarters two out of the last 3 years. And, you know, and hey, I'm straight telling you, every year if you say I can make it to the quarterfinals, would I be a happy coach? You bet. But until we set our goals on bigger things in the quarters, we're not going to get there. So last year we set a goal at, you know, beating the team that we beat, and we did. And we went on to win the district title, and we did. And we got to the state quarterfinals, and we did. But now we need to be hungrier. Now we got to want more. So that's what it is. I mean, it's not about who we play right now, because we know it's tough. We have totally focused on ourselves. I know what Interstate 35 has. I know what the programs have. But until we get self-prepared, you know, and that's right now that's all that matters to us, is ourselves.
Yeah, and that makes a lot of sense. You want to take care of your own business and be the best version of yourself that you can be coming forward. You know, looking around, you do return a lot. You know, we mentioned some of the returning talent and names that we know and that kind of thing. Looking at your line of scrimmage a little bit, obviously you've got Aaron Graves back on both sides of the ball in the line of scrimmage, high school All-American, Division I commit to the University of Iowa. I know you've got Justin Loski back, who played on the offensive line for you last year. But it seems like you're kind of replacing some pieces from a very good offensive line last year.
Yeah, we only returned two linemen, and so we got to replace the three. And, you know, that's right now, do I feel our skill position is, you know, at the peak and we're ready? Absolutely. We do have to have three linemen step up and find out who wants that spot. So there is no doubt that that's the area we got to figure out who it is and who's ready to take it to that next level for us. And it does help that no matter all three linemen that we pick, they were on the undefeated JV football team last year. So they have, you know, won some big games, and, you know, when it's crunch time, you know, but, you know, now it's got to be every single play. You know, I mean, you can't take one play off or your quarterback, or you can't take one play off or your, you know, your tailback, or you can't take a play off or you get a receiver. You know, it's every single coach in the state of Iowa will tell you, you can have all skill in the world, but if your line doesn't block, it doesn't matter. So, I mean, our whole season is in the hands of three new guys, and I don't mean that bad. I mean, if they can do what we want them to do, we'll be very successful. And if we can't find two linemen, we're going to struggle. Plain and simple.
Coach Mike Sweeter is my guest here on the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coaches Corner. Southeast Valley football. They opened on Friday night, taking on I-35. Coach, since we're talking a little bit about some of those newcomers, we know the names Aaron Graves. We know Colson Cruz at quarterback, Laith Munch, Caleb Scott, Trey Fisher. We know those names because they've produced for you for a while now. Who are some of the newcomers, the new guys, the new names you expect to emerge during this season?
Yeah, I think one I definitely want to mention is Justin Wolfskit, middle linebacker. He was a sophomore last year, led our teams in tackles. I really think that he's one of the top five backers I've ever coached. And I mean, he brings something. I mean, he brings something special. He is a hitter. He is aggressive. He's a very good reader. He's definitely going to mess things up. Colton Brandt right now, he's going to be our H-back. He's did nothing but made himself better in the last 9 months. He's got tremendous hands and great speed. He's physical. He's strong. He's going to do an outstanding job there. I got a Drew Correll that's really worked hard in the offseason. He's that fullback when we go into our eye and also working at middle linebacker. We got one of our linebackers, Woodruff, who will also be playing middle linebacker. He played a lot of JV last year. It's his senior year. He's got himself ready for this year. Got another kid, Riley Ferrari, that hasn't really played the last couple of years. It's back out as a senior. Looking forward to him. And just looking and trying to fill in some other pieces and put it all together. So,
Coach Mike Sweeter is my guest here on the program. Coach, you mentioned with I-35 coming up on Friday night, a Division I tailback, a team that's racked up a ton of rushing yards. Safe to say that stopping the run and establishing the run when you have the ball is probably the most key things to that game on Friday night?
Yeah, they actually do the same thing as us. They spread the field, put you in shotgun, and actually run the ball a lot. So when I preparing for them, I mean, it's just do a lot of motion, just move the ball around, a lot of skill. And I think both teams right now, if you would turn around in 2 minutes and interview their coach, I deep down truly believe that both teams are very, very happy with their skill set right now. And I honestly think it's going to come down who puts the best five linemen out there. I really do. They lost three. We lost three. We return a lot of skill. They return a lot of skill. And I'm just straight telling you, the skill is going to match up very equal. And it's going to come down to their line against our line. I really do truly believe that. And I know that's most of the time. It just happens to be those are the spots on each team that lost their most players. So
one of the things we know about you and your program is that you preach physicality and you expect to come off the ball and to attack at the line of scrimmage and move to line of scrimmage. I think you're absolutely right on kind of what's going to be the key as you guys take on I-35. Coach Mike Sweeter has been my guest from Southeast Valley Football. Coach, it's been too long. It's good to have you back on the program. It's good to be back in the swing of things for football season. I'm excited. I know you are. We appreciate the time and wish you best of luck as you open the season.
Hey, it sounds great. I appreciate it for having us on. And if anybody's bored out there on Friday nights, come on down to Gowrie.
Absolutely. Southern end of Webster County going to be on display. Going to be a heck of a matchup on Friday night. Coach, we'll have to do it again soon here as we get back in the swing of things for football season.
Sounds good. Thanks for having us.
That's Coach Mike Sweeter, Southeast Valley Football. That's going to do it for the program here on the season preview edition of the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coaches Corner. We'll be right back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. and break down everything that happened in week number one of the high school football season and more. All that coming up next week right here on Sunny 99.7 at yourfortdodge.com.